From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Colleen Nitsch of Nitsch Theater Arts joins us today to tell us more about their upcoming production, Legally Blonde. The show will be taking place at Five Points in Washington with evening performances on Friday, February 19th and Saturday, February 20th, along with matinees on Saturday and Sunday. Colleen, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Colleen, this production is a year in the making. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I have to say, yes. We actually got closed down 9 days before we were supposed to open last year. So to say that this cast has a lot of heart would be an understatement. We have we have a good percentage of people who've stuck with us the entire year through all of this, which says so much about them. And then we have some new people come in, but this cast is phenomenal. There is talent that comes from all over our area and beyond. We have our high school students from all over the area that are involved in this program, as well as college students from Bradley and Eureka. And then we have adults that are coming from as far as Springfield and Bloomington Normal to be a part of this cast. So it really is like we got the best of the best. And these are, as I said, they have heart, and their talent is exceedingly phenomenal.
So talk about the challenges of bringing a big, flashy musical like Legally Blonde to life in this. You know, we're just starting to see the light at the end of COVID.
Well, it is a smaller cast than you would normally expect for a musical production. I think that's just going to be the way of the future at this point. You ask your cast members to take on the responsibility of being safe, not only for themselves, but the people that are in the cast with them. It's really, really important that they understand how to form that bubble and to not to do risky behaviors that could jeopardize everyone and everything that we're doing. And they do it. And that's just part of the dedication. I think that they really want to have live theater happen. So that is no small undertaking for everyone. And then we also, as far as bringing in people, because I am a firm believer that people need to be in the audience for theater, not only for their sake, for our actors' sake. It really is a very important element of what we do. We start a half an hour before curtain with 10-minute increments to seat a certain number of groups. And then they're, of course, temp checked, hand sanitizer, asked to use the restroom before they enter. And then they are individually escorted, their groups of the ticket, from tickets to their seats by our ushers. Programs, you get to keep them. We don't want them back. Physical tickets don't exist anymore. It's a will call list at this point because the just less transmission of paper is great. There's no concessions. Intermission is asked if you absolutely need to leave your seat, to use the facilities. And then you go out one door and you come back in another door into the theater. And then there's staggered exiting. You do not get to meet up with the cast afterwards. That's not something that's going to happen because, again, we have to keep everybody well. But it really is a process and it's work. And then, of course, the whole theater gets cleaned afterwards, including the entire set, all of the props, the costumes, everything gets taken care of between every run. And then backstage, our actors, we have them spread out 6 feet apart from each other. There is no congregating in dressing rooms anymore. That just doesn't happen. They have their own spaces with their individual, only a few on a shared rack, and then they're all 6 feet apart. We ask them to bring their own individual personal belongings in an enclosed container. And yeah, and they're spread out in hallways, in the loading docks, in every place we can put them backstage to keep them safe.
You've had to make a lot of adjustments, even including transitioning to a different performance venue at Five Points. But as I understand, this is opening some new doors and opportunities for expansion for Nitsch Theater Arts.
Five Points has been a wonderful, wonderful partner. I can't say enough about them. Brian, who is the theater manager there, is fabulous to work with. Their tech staff, Lee and Wayne, and Bob have all been great to work with there, but it is opening up doors for new theater opportunities for our community, which is what we're all about. So I'm very happy to announce that MTA is partnering with Five Points with the creation of the Five Points Players. And we are going to be able to do community theater performances there for everyone to come in and audition for starting this summer. Proud to announce, and this is the first time most people are hearing this, that we will be doing The Little Mermaid in July there. So look for auditions happening in April for that. And this is adult, this is not for not kids, this is the adult version of Little Mermaid. So this is adult cast. We have a second show going on in October there. So there's two shows for the Niche Theater Arts and Five Points Players to do there this year. And we're really, really excited about that partnership and what a great use of their theater space for the community and to extend the arts education in our community there.
Killeen, can you tell us a little bit about how meaningful this has been to your actors and your performers to be able to come back and do a live theater production in the midst of all of this?
If you know anything about theater people or people in the arts, it is not just something they do. It is something they live. I will tell you that I have had people come to rehearsals. When we had our first rehearsal back after being shut down this time, when we all got there, there was this overwhelming sense of positive energy of people being able to be in community with each other, doing what they loved, and they have just, and they go for it, and you can tell it's what is needed. There's a lot to be said about everyone's mental and emotional health right now during this time. And this is really something, and I'll say for our younger students, particularly our high school students who have been struggling with so much this year, this has been something that they say has kept them balanced. It means the world for them to be able to be back on stage. And you're gonna see that in their performances. It is the emotions and the energy is so high right now. And I think anybody who's sitting in the theater, it's just going to go right through them and they're going to feel it. And it's going to be an experience like none other. If you've not been back in a theater yet with a live show, I think you're really going to feel that.
That was Killeen Nitsch of Nitsch Theater Arts telling us about their production of Legally Blonde, the musical, happening this weekend at Five Points, Washington. For tickets and information, visit nitchtheaterarts.org. Killeen, thank you so much and break a leg.
Oh, thank you for having me. We cannot wait to see people in seats.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About. The girls have got to know.